This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department on Monday said it opposes unsealing the affidavit that prosecutors used to obtain a federal judge's approval to search former President Trump's Florida home, where they seized boxes and took the president's passports. Now that the country is in a recession, the last thing government should be doing to correct the problem is spending more money. Yet that's exactly what President Biden and Democrats are doing today. With zero Republican support, Biden will be signing a check for $739 billion and is projected to prolong the financial woes in this country. President Biden's tax and spend bill is scheduled to go into law today when the ink hits the paper. President Biden on the bill.
The American people are going to see lower prescription drug prices, lower health care costs, and lower energy costs.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Investors are eyeing a week of key retail earnings. Walmart and Home Depot are set to post results today. Starbucks is claiming union workers in the United States are using unfair labor practices.
Starbucks is asking the National Labor Relations Board to suspend all union elections at its stores in the U.S. They're citing allegations from a board employee that regional NLRB officials improperly coordinated with union organizers. The coffee giant said that the unnamed employee told the company about what happened at the board's St. Louis office last spring while it was overseeing a union election at a Starbucks in Overland Park, Kansas. A spokesperson for the agency said it doesn't comment on open cases. Of the more than 300 Starbucks stores in the U.S., more than two-thirds of them have voted to unionize despite the company's opposition. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
NASCAR racing will be in Watkins Glen, New York this weekend. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
NASA engineers are testing the Space Launch System's Moon Rocket Flight Termination System ahead of a rollout. Last week, NASA worked to certify the Critical Flight Termination System on the Space Launch System rocket, or SLS, which marks the final test before the mega rocket rolls out to the pad at Kennedy Space Center in Florida later on Tuesday. As calls for the FBI to be investigated for weaponizing the department against their political opponents, one shocking discovery has come to light. FBI Director Christopher Wray has been using taxpayer money and FBI assets for his personal use. Republican Representative James Comer from Kentucky on Fox News calls it out.
We've already looked through the records at the FBI, and he has never reimbursed the FBI for personal travel. We are pretty confident that he has received a lot of personal travel on the taxpayer-funded jet that's supposed to be used for counterintelligence. So this is the type of oversight that the FBI is going to receive when the Republicans are in the majority. We're going to go down the budget line by line. For far too long, government agents, especially the FBI, have not been transparent with their massive government appropriations. This is the first example. This is the most obvious one because the director left a committee hearing early last week because he said he had a family vacation. Well, if we didn't realize that at the time that he was flying on the FBI's plane.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. From the Epoch Times, the investigative reporter Joseph Hanneman joins us now to talk about, January 6th, the whole truth and nothing but. He has done an incredible job on this documentary that is being featured through Epoch Times that you must see. I find it quite interesting. There is an assemblage of video. I mean, we already know there's something like 14,000 hours of yet to be released video that, Liz Cheney, the Democratic Party, does not want us to see, because it really gives total context to what happened on January the 6th. And Joseph is here now to help clear up the air and give us a better objective understanding of what happened on January the 6th. Joseph, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, great job with what you did on the Epoch Times in this documentary, because it is quite refreshing, because this is, it is brain damaging what is being presented by the January 6th committee. It's kind of like Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch had a conversation with his buddy who had gone through quite an emotional divorce, and his buddy was all excited. He was very animated about what the January 6th committee was presenting and how they were putting the president, Donald Trump, in such a scrutinized light and unfairly represented. I mean, certainly not consistent with any rule of law. And Chris brought it to his attention, said, well, how would you feel that, during your divorce hearing, that you weren't allowed to talk and defend yourself, that they only heard, from your soon-to-be ex-wife? Well, suddenly he got very, very quiet, because reality hit him right square between the eyes, because this is what is happening, and the American people are being propagandized, and the whole concept, the whole experience of what happened in January 6th is being fed to us as a narrative.
And that's precisely why we decided to do this film. Last winter and spring, we were covering this almost on a daily basis, and noticed quite a difference between the coverage that we were producing and what we were seeing in legacy media. And knowing that the January 6th Select Committee was going to be holding hearings this summer, we were, of course, concerned about people having enough information to really make their own decisions and judgments on it, and that they probably weren't going to get a complete picture from the January 6th committee. And indeed, as we saw, they were actually being fed some out-and-out falsehoods. Mm-hmm. So that was really the genesis for this, and we put this together in a fairly compressed time frame in less than 2 months. Usually we would spend 10 or 12 months on a project like this, but felt it was important to get information out there that they would definitely not be seeing from the committee and probably hadn't seen in any of the, you know, the more legacy or, you know, the mainstream, what we used to call the mainstream media.
Mm-hmm. Joseph, what I'm hearing from our audience is they're seeing January 6th as a cover-up of what happened in November. Is that a fair assessment or question that they, you know, that they should have?
I think that's a very common view on the right, and that January 6th was really an attempt to do that, but also to punish President Trump and his supporters, the people that showed up on January 6th to challenge the election results and make their voice heard. And I know a lot of people were hoping to see some of the Electoral College votes thrown back to the states for investigation. And, you know, the amount of force that was used that day and a lot of the unusual things that, that we saw and certainly people who were there saw lend credence to that kind of an argument. So there, those two events, the presidential election and January 6th, obviously are joined at the hip. And, you know, that I think you cannot look at one without examining the other.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of force, I mean, you had an expert in your presentation who deals with police force action, how you handle riotous behavior. And he was quite clear and disturbed that the extreme use of force by Capitol Police and the D.C. police was criminal.
Yeah, Stan Kephart, who is a noted expert on use of force, on crowd control, and other police-related issues, you know, he said he found it truly despicable the way force was used, especially on the crowd that had gathered on the west side of the Capitol. And the decision was made at some level to start lobbing explosive munitions into the crowd, which up to that point, you know, there had not been any big problems. There weren't any major attempts to breach the lines. And about 20, 25 after one that day, explosions started going off within the crowd. And it became quickly apparent to everyone that they were being attacked. And then the emotion of the crowd quickly turned to anger. And, you know, these grenades, whether they were flashbangs or dispersion grenades that had projectiles in them, they put off tremendous force. You would see people, four or five people around one of these explosions would end up flat on their back or on their face, get knocked off their feet. These things were being thrown from overhead and at ground level. But what they were doing, they were exploding at head level, which is not how they're designed. They're designed to be used at knee level or below to sting and to send people to flight. But they were blowing up literally in people's faces. We had one fellow who was actually set on fire that if people hadn't very quickly moved in to douse it, you know, his entire clothing may have gone up. And there were other injuries, projectiles that embedded in people's cheeks and some serious burns. And this gentleman is not in the documentary, but there's a story I'm working on now, a fellow who was shot at point blank by a 40-millimeter shell, an explosive shell, and it pretty much blew up his femur, and he had to have a series of surgeries to repair the damage. So there are just all sorts of examples of overreach, you know, our use of force. He called it a shooting gallery,
right.
And he said it was used as punishment, not as any sort of a strategic or tactical tool to get people to leave.
Because that's the objective, not and it seems that what they did and what you're pointing out is that they incited the riot at that point, and the people were, you know, they're backed into a corner. So either you're going to you know, it's flee or fight, right? And they didn't flee, and in some cases they couldn't because there was such a massive humanity gathered in those areas. I mean, there wasn't a, you know, true tactical consideration on how to move the crowd out from the area. It was, as you said, and as he said, more to punish people. We've got to go to quick break. We've got more from Joseph Hanneman after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
With you America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Joseph Hanneman continues with us, an investigative reporter with the Epoch Times. His focus has been January 6, 2021, the U.S. Capitol incursion, not to be confused with insurrection, okay? It galls me, I got to tell you, Joseph, every time I hear insurrection, and insurrection, that terminology is very dangerous. It comes from, you know, the lips of elected officials like, you would expect members of the Democratic Party, but when you hear members of the Republican Party like Liz Cheney and others echoing that term, that to me is very dangerous.
Well, and that's a very scripted term. You heard even in the earliest hours of the events on January 6th, certain terms being used, one of them being storming the Capitol. Storming, and it was used so widely across the media, that doesn't happen by accident. That's a script. And the insurrection word was also used early on, but the first day it was storming, and you could put together a compilation of that. So, those are political terms, and they were used for a reason to try to. Well, it's no different than describing this as worse than Pearl Harbor or,
exactly.
or the worst attack in America since the War of 1812 and several of these just ridiculous hyperbole that any serious person wouldn't take seriously, but yet they continue to spout them and talk about the Civil War and other things like that, and 9/11. So, I mean, that overkill that was done for a reason, to try to make it difficult for people or people afraid to stand up and say, hey, I don't believe that.
Right, exactly. Well, Joseph, when you step back and look at this from the 30,000-foot level, there is this realization that this is an orchestration. By the Democrats. They're not about to let, as they famously say, a good crisis go to waste. And this has paid dividends for them. Whether we're talking about fundraising, whether we're talking about kneecapping the leadership of the Republican Party, and certainly its standard bearer, Donald Trump. Do you think we'll ever really know what happened on January the 6th?
I think we will. I mean, we are certainly uncovering things bit by bit. I think as soon as we have a few more whistleblowers step forward who are tired of seeing false narratives put out there, or, their conscience tugs at them if they did some things that day or were part of the police force, that we'll have more revelations. And a change in the political winds in Washington with either the midterms or the next presidential election could have a major impact on that if there is an actual investigative body put together that operates properly with full minority participation, where you can cross-examine witnesses and there isn't any of this one-sided, no questions allowed type of approach. And if we see Judicial Watch succeed, and I think they will, in unleashing those, it's closer to 16,000 hours of security video and other video that are under seal right now, those things are going to provide the context, and they may also provide more direct answers on who was doing things that day and who put them up to it.
Exactly. Well, there's still a question. We still hear names like John Sullivan and Ray Epps. There's other operatives clearly that were happening and made themselves known that somehow have disappeared. And, Ray Epps especially, no arrest of Ray Epps. And you see him on tape, telling people to go in and go into the Capitol building.
Yeah, Ray Epps seems to have been treated much differently than many of the defendants who were charged just for strolling across what, they were told was restricted ground, whether they knew it or not. Mm-hmm. I'll have a story coming out in the next day on Ray Epps, some more disclosures that he admitted to the FBI that he was guilty of trespassing, and he knew that he was going on to restricted ground. Of course, denies all of the theories that have been put out there about him, but he didn't even challenge that he was standing on in trespassing. Mm-hmm. He said he had a good reason to do it because he was helping people. But that argument's been used in some of the cases that have come before judges in D.C. and fallen on deaf ears and mm-hmm. people sent to jail for, you know, relatively minor crimes. So you know, we don't know the full Epps story. We know what he says. He was just there with his son that day, and that he didn't go there at the behest of any agency, and he wasn't a provocateur. Yet we have all this video where he is encouraging mm-hmm. people go, not just go to the Capitol, go into the Capitol.
Exactly.
Which mm-hmm. you know, that takes it a step further, and mm-hmm. and he admits to all that.
Right.
Yet nobody saw any reason to issue charges or arrest him, and in fact they took his photograph off of the Most Wanted site, and they don't do that. They leave you up there, and they just, you know, they'll put a sticker on it that says arrested if you're arrested. They don't take mm-hmm. you down once you're found. But they took his off. He was number 16. He was a pretty early entry on that. And there's only maybe a half dozen that we're aware of individuals who have been removed from that site, all of them without explanation. So,
yeah.
You know, it just adds to the mystery and it raises more questions.
Well, without a doubt. Joseph, one of the things that, you know, the narrative that was put out by the mainstream media was that, you know, you had Capitol Police that had died at the hands of Trump supporters. Brian Sicknick's name was used. Of course, they had to walk that back when the truth finally came out. And the deaths that happened on that day happened to Trump supporters. Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan and Kevin Greeson and Benjamin Phillips. You know, Ashley Babbitt, I mean, here it is, killed by a Capitol Police officer who, I mean, he's firing into a crowd. There is no, there's nothing in policy that would say that a police officer would shoot at an unarmed person into a crowd of people like that. I mean, that is so wrong and in such an offense on so many levels, but yet this police officer is heralded as some sort of hero.
And our use of force expert found so many things wrong with that shooting, and he declared it without any hesitation a murder under the color of authority.
Yes.
He said it failed all the legal litmus tests that the Supreme Court has set out for judging use of force cases involving the police. And you just hit right there on one of the main ones. It's not what they call a clean backdrop. That shot fired into a hallway that was packed with people, including police officers who were in potential path of any bullets that he would fire if he had missed, or the bullet went through and through and ricocheted off of some of these walls were stone. So that would have been, you know, like a pinball going through there. So that was very dangerous from that standpoint. And then, you know, Lieutenant Byrd said on that his one media interview that he didn't know if it was a man or a woman. He couldn't see the person's hands to know whether they had anything in them, couldn't see what was in the backpack, and indeed couldn't judge what the person's motivation was.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some pretty big red flags that...
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Those are unknowns, and you can't feel your life is in imminent danger, that you are about to be killed if you don't have any information that would lead you to that conclusion. And that's what Stan Kephart said. He said he saw nothing that would justify firing like that because, you know, the elements weren't present.
Well, Joseph, we got to leave it there. We look forward to the continuing reporting. Great job by the team and Epic Times to bring the whole truth and nothing but. What can we look forward to?
If people want to find this film, they go to j6realstory.com, J and the numeral 6, realstory.com, and that'll give them all the options for viewing it, and it's definitely worth the investment of time.
Without a doubt. Joseph Hanneman, investigative reporter with Epoch Times. Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department on Monday said it opposes unsealing the affidavit that prosecutors used to obtain a federal judge's approval to search former President Trump's Florida home, where they seized boxes and took the president's passports. Now that the country is in a recession, the last thing government should be doing to correct the problem is spending more money, yet that's exactly what President Biden and Democrats are doing today. With zero Republican support, Biden will be signing a check for $739 billion and is projected to prolong the financial woes in this country. President Biden's tax and spend bill is scheduled to go into law today when the ink hits the paper. President Biden on the bill.
The American people are going to see lower prescription drug prices, lower health care costs, and lower energy costs.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Tim Graham joins us now. Tim is the executive editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Tim, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, great to have you on. This is a bit comedic, what we've gone through here in terms of, the left and progressives and the mainstream media are accusing conservatives now of being so radical. I mean, this is getting turned on its head. The people who have a sense of humor are those on the right, those that are very, depressed and angry at every turn, to where you can't even speak the truth. It's no longer, I said to him that it's no longer a defense. Truth has become an offense to those on the left.
Well, certainly when you come to the so-called field of fact-checking, where apparently you can get up there and say the inflation rate is now 0.0, and they all go, they nod their heads and say, yes, Mr. Biden, sounds great.
Right.
Or Nancy Pelosi goes on TV and says China's a free country. Huh?
Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, they get a pass. So, yeah, I mean, certainly they're going to run around saying that the Republicans are extreme. And this is one of those areas where the media is going to help them, because the media can't find anything the liberals do extreme, whether it's defunding the police, whether it's, you know, their tacit support for riots in cities, for racial justice. That's never a problem. They're going to be there to explain it. Oh, it's a rebellion. It's all for good.
Right, exactly. But when the right protests, then it's an insurrection. You know, the perception. But this is what it's come down to. I mean, this is news by perception. There's no objective news reporting any longer. And the left is settled in their ideology. And you will either comport with them or you will be canceled.
Well, and yes, the news so much is the weather. And so what they're really going to try to tell you most of the time is the Republicans are dangerous. The Republicans are in trouble. Trump is in trouble. They love Trump is in trouble. That's why the FBI raid was so important and why the liberal media can't stop talking about it, because they really like this whole weather report of thunderstorms for Trump. It is a never-ending thing. I mean, I joked on Twitter, you know, a conspiracy theorist would say the Department of Justice put this raid right in between the January 6th committee hearings. Because it's always filling this hole. Trump in trouble, yeah. Trump in trouble, Trump's going to get indicted, the walls are closing in. I mean, they've been doing this since 2017.
Exactly. Well, before then, actually. I mean, it started in 2015, you know, to be exact, or a little bit more precise. I mean, it has been such a barrage of propaganda and false accusations. It's like this is what is hurting the FBI right now, is that they go and they do this raid on Trump's private residency in Mar-a-Lago. And it's like, wait a minute, you guys better have something definitive here. If you don't, I mean, this is just another one of those reckless bullets that you've been shooting out of your pistola, and you're coming up with bupkis here. And the American people have had, you know, their fill of it, because now, you know, it's what's happening, Tim, as I'm sensing, is the people are starting to take this personal. I mean, they may think it's about Trump, but, you know, the people are saying, wait a minute, he's the guy we supported. We're one of the 70 million people that voted for him, and they're attacking him, and they've attacked everything that is associated with Trump, whether it's Giuliani, Carter Page. I mean, go down the list. It's so long and stellar here, and they've fallen on their face. I mean, they even tried to get Jerome Corsi to lie, and they couldn't get him, you know, they couldn't get him to lie, and he said, okay, well, then put me in jail. Well, then they decided, well, they're going to drop the case, because they couldn't force him to say something was not the case. And, you know, these guys are out of control, and they're losing credibility to the point that people are just saying, hey, look, forget about defunding police. Let's just defund the FBI.
Well, and I think that the problem here is that, yes, and this is actually kind of an ancient problem when you come to us at Newsbusters, that scandals and ethics are always such a dramatic source of media bias. You'll remember that they tried to tell us in 2015 and 16 that the Obama years were largely scandal-free. It wasn't true, but it meant the scandal-generating business belongs to us, and if the Republicans say something's a scandal, we say no, because it's Obama, and he is, you know, apparently blameless and spotless. And, you know, it's that contrast between Obama's blameless and spotless and everything Trump does is the arrival of Hitler. That's where people are like, yeah, I think we understand which side you're taking here. And I think you don't even have to love Trump to say, you can look at what Biden's done, and they're all running around right now and trying to talk about his accomplishments because he passed a bill, doesn't even know what's going to be implemented 4 years from now, but they're, you know, touting as a triumph. Look at where we are as a country, and they're going to say, well, no, you shouldn't be paying any attention to your own grocery bill or your taxes. You should be paying attention to whether that we took Trump's passport or whatever their daily obsession is. And we have to say, why do we have to care about this?
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, what's happening, Tim, the bottom line of all this is they're forcing us to appear to be radical because of their own perception. I mean, they're so easily offended by an opposite viewpoint. And, you know, don't confuse the issue with the facts here. You know, just because we've done all these investigations, have spent millions upon millions of dollars of the people's money to prove that Trump was the most awful president ever in history. And as you said, you know, he's akin to Adolf Hitler himself. Still they come up with bupkis after all these attorneys and everything. And these processes and the taxpayers' money, and they come up with nothing, but they just can't quit. They can't help themselves. So if you say anything of reason to say, well, you know, do you have any proof here? You know, is there anything? You know, all of a sudden you are attacking the integrity of the FBI, and that's not right.
Well, I mean, they attack the integrity of the federal government all the time. They attack the integrity of the federal government under Trump. Certainly anything the Trump administration did, they questioned. And again, you can go back to riots in Portland or in Minneapolis, or, you know, whenever the federal government got involved, they were attacking the integrity of the federal government. I mean, that is, again, part of the spin. And what they're basically saying is when the FBI is going after Trump like a pile of Democrats, you can't call them a pile of Democrats. We all know Jim Comey's part of a pile of Democrats. You know, right. Andy McCabe now is on CNN every day, which is Democrat TV. They're a pile of Democrats, and we're going to keep saying they're a pile of Democrats, and they can't stop us. And the irony of the whole thing is they think they're the saviors of democracy while they keep telling us to shut up.
Right. That's my whole point, is that they're so ideologically fixed. It's like, you are the saviors of democracy. Okay, you guys are in total control, and look what you're done to the country. You're a hot mess at every turn. I mean, your policies, and it's policies that you tried to, for at least eight years under Obama and Biden, these were the policies that, you know, killed the middle class. Now you're back in charge again, and you're making a hot mess out of everything based on theory, and even, you know, even just based on theory, and as John Kennedy would, just based on stupid. Because we have enough empirical evidence to say, hey, this is what you do. You know, when you do X, you get a recession. When you do X, you get an inflation. And what do? They're stuck on stupid. They keep doing X. They keep getting a recession, inflation. But then, you know, Biden ones come in, like you said, and come in and go, hey, we've got good news. You know, we're 0%. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. You know, and this is why the right, Tim, is why we have to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And we need the sense of humor just to get us through the next couple of years. And hopefully a red wave can happen at the midterm, and there's enough backbone with those on the right that will, you know, that will hold the line seriously against all this ridiculous government spending that, you know, they don't cave. Oh, because the government's going to go bankrupt and we've never failed to hold up our obligation and all that threat. You know, we've gone through all that before. Tim Graham, as always, appreciate the input. Thank you, sir. Take care.
New Jersey, Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Robert Bork Jr. is with us. He's the president of the Antitrust Education Project, also heads the Bork Group, a public affairs agency, an experienced advocate specializing in the development and implementation of communication strategies in support of litigation and legal policy. Robert, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back on again. Thank you.
Well, Robert, of course, people hear your name and they go, okay, what relationship does he have with the late Judge Robert Bork? And lots of relationship, right?
Yeah, well, I think the junior kind of gives it away. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, he was my father, and very proud to be carrying on at least part of his legacy in the antitrust area.
Well, what a legacy, you know, that your father enjoyed, though he was maligned in the heated battle of judicial confirmations for the Supreme Court. But I got to imagine there's got to be some maybe some sense of relief that your father has been vindicated by history, and that's sometimes is helpful, even though sometimes history is slow to reveal itself. That if I can say that, is that fair?
Yeah, sure. He was the right guy at the right time, except for the fact that the Democrats controlled the Senate. And I always tell people he didn't lose in 1987; he lost in 1986 when the Republicans lost the Senate. So, but. Look, he was a visionary, foresighted, and a brilliant intellectual, and much of what he wrote and said back then has come to be true now.
Yeah, without
better
a doubt.
Late, it's better late than never, you know?
But still, you know, these are, you know, your dad's voice is still a contribution, you know, to the legal process and to jurisprudence. And, you know, to me, I mean, he may have been blocked in terms of becoming a Supreme Court judge, which many of us believe was a lost opportunity for all concerned. But yet his brilliance and his insight continues to reverberate today, just as you said. I wanted to talk about how the DOJ is readying to sue Google for antitrust violation that could happen as soon as September. Explain to our audience what's going on, if you would.
Well, so it's been reported that the Department of Justice is bringing a suit against Google for its online ad market activities. This was actually, by the way, not new. This is this will be the second suit brought by the DOJ in this space, about advertising, and it's there's another one brought by state AGs, state attorneys general, also about advertising. So, and of course, Google faces all kinds of challenges, legal challenges and regulatory challenges around the world for its various activities, also particularly in advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, so at issue is, you know, that this is somewhat of a monopoly?
Yeah. Look, they're going to claim, I have not seen, you know, a draft of the complaint nor the evidence that they're going to try to put forward. It's going to be, you know, largely economic evidence and anecdotal evidence from other advertisers. But I've not seen that. But they're going to say that Google has a monopoly, that it's used its monopoly or its dominant position to legally control the digital ad market. There are two things I'd like to say about that. One is that, first of all, there's absolutely nothing illegal about being a big company or to even to being a monopoly. It's how you got the monopoly. And what you do with it, or how you perhaps abuse your position, and so we have to see what their evidence is for that, and you have to look at the how they define the market that they think is being abused. The other thing I'd like to say about this is, so we now have at least two Department of Justice cases against Google, and we have the state AGs, and there are also private actions against Google, yet. In Congress, they want to write new antitrust laws, more restrictive and, you know, laws aimed at Google and other companies, not just big tech companies, but companies throughout the economy. And I would say, if you look at the DOJ website, there are hundreds of antitrust cases on their website. So what do they need new legislation for? What's wrong with sticking with the tried and true consumer welfare standard that my father helped bring to, into effect, when he wrote his book, The Antitrust Paradox, in 1978, and it was adopted, that his view was adopted by the Supreme Court in 1979. What do you need new laws for when the ones and the enforcement mechanisms we have now seem to be working fine?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, why don't you enforce what's already there? Why invent a new will? But that seems to be the disease of the Beltway, isn't it? I mean, they just complicate things all the more. And it's almost like when they do open up, you know, new legislation, with it, there's always unintended consequences and some of these unfounded ideas and theories that find a way of creeping into this new legislation that really compromises what you had going into it. I mean, that just seems to be time and again what happens when Congress gets involved with these things.
Right. So you said unintended. I think some of it's intended. I think the heavy hand of more government regulation is intended. I think the unintended parts are, for example, in the Klobuchar bill, which really wasn't going anywhere. Now suddenly it looks like they may get a vote on it in September or October when they get back from their August break. You know, there are things in there about forcing platforms like Google and Amazon and Facebook and others to force them to share their back end, how their systems work, their software with competitors. But even worse than that is allowing them or forcing them to share data with competitors. And with, you know, so for example, one of the big concerns in the national security realm is the Chinese companies, which are controlled by the Red Army or the Communist Party,
CCP,
are going to get inside and
yes.
all of our data. And that doesn't seem like a very good idea. And whether that's intended or unintended, it's pretty stupid.
Well, what about private information, you know, like donor lists and contributions and things like that?
Yes, well, I don't want them to know, you know, which electric chamber I prefer. I'm joking, but if you go to Amazon, my God, you know, all the years we've all been buying things from Amazon, you know, and then of course, credit card information and other personal information. It just strikes me that this is a huge, you know, mistake. It's, you know, we're going to end up shooting ourselves in the foot. Because of some progressive, you know, liberal progressive thinking that we need to have, we need to punish these companies and rip their guts out and expose all their trade secrets to the world. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense.
Well, Robert, it would seem that, you know, the Democratic Party specifically, has done very well under this system. And it's curious why they would be involved in a charge like this to alter something that has worked, you know, pretty effectively for them.
You mean in terms of their support from Silicon Valley and that sort
exactly.
of thing?
Yeah. Exactly. And all this, I mean, you know, in dominating the digital advertising market, I mean, they were able to decide who was going to, you know, get time. I mean, it wasn't, you know, equal access that you and I grew up understanding, especially when it came to political ads and that. You know, the big tech oligarchs. You know, clearly, I mean, here you've got the CEO of, I believe it was Google. I can't remember. Maybe I'm misremembering. But on the night of the 2016 election, had promised everyone that there was no way that Donald Trump would ever be reelected.
Yes. Well, look, let me just say that there's a lot of stuff that has gone on in terms of banning or censoring conservatives on a lot of platforms. I myself have experienced not as bad as others have, but again, that is not an antitrust problem. That is a Section 230 problem. You know, by publishers it's a free speech, and we can solve all those issues by other means. But unfortunately, and interestingly, actually, also, the Amy Klobuchar bill, the American Innovation and Online Choice Act, which is, of course, about none of those things. It doesn't actually deal with any of those issues.
Yeah.
It also is supposed to deal with free speech, but it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they admit that it doesn't. So why I don't understand why all these conservatives are running around supporting it. Except for the fact that they have like big tech derangement syndrome, much like the Democrats have Trump derangement syndrome. So,
Well, it's probably the same reason why they supported, you know, Biden and Schumer's latest boondoggle of tax and spend, right? All under the guise that it was going to do something about inflation.
Well, wait. The Republicans didn't support that. That was all Democrats plus the vice president.
Yeah, but I mean, in terms of them aggressively, you know, coming out against it, I just thought it was just kind of a yes. I mean, surprisingly, and I you know in the final vote in the Senate, but there were you know Republicans in Congress that went you know in the House that went along with this. We got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back to continue the educational process. Robert Bork Jr., president of the Antitrust Education Project. Robert, thank you so much. Take care.
Great fun. Thank you.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves,
Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mail?